So I spent a little time looking around, and at NORADSanta.org, they actually have the history of their tradition, and it's pretty funny. It goes back to 1955, and at the time, NORAD was CONAD, Continental Air Defense Command. And what happened was the Sears Department in Colorado Springs put out an advertisement to call Santa, but put the wrong number in. Instead of getting the North Pole, they got the Commander-in-Chief Operations Hotline.
Oops.
at Conrad. The director of operations at the time was Colonel Harry Shoup, just like soup but with an H. Shoup had his staff check the radar for indication of Santa making his way south from North Pole. So his children were calling
what
in.
What a quick thinker.
Yeah, they that just started great. Giving updates on where Santa's location was. And it's they've continued ever since. And then in 58, when Canada and United States created NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, they took on the tradition and have kept it going ever since. Neat story.
Website that allows you to track Santa's sleigh.
And they have a countdown.
On Christmas Eve.
4 days, 17 hours, 8 minutes, and 24, 23, 22.
The website address 20. Again, Romy?
NORADSanta.org.
All right. So there you go. Your ability to track Santa's sleigh Christmas Eve. Got a great show lined up. If you'd like to join us, the phone number is 1-888-767-4348. We have John J. Harper coming in at 8 o'clock, answering any of your questions about landscape or gardening. You know, there's two great arguments for living above the Mogollon Rim.
Above it.
Above it.
Okay.
Yes. You don't have the heat in the summer that we have down here.
Great argument.
Yes. And in the winter, you have nothing to do in your yard.
Everything's just in dormant season.
That's right. Two great reasons to live above the rim year-round.
You may have to do some snow shoveling from time to time if you want to get in and out. That may be required here and there.
So I think of it this way. Would I rather shovel my driveway periodically or occasionally or mow my winter lawn once a week?
Good question.
Yeah.
The Mogollon Rim, that goes us. From pretty much Flagstaff all the way into New Mexico.
Yeah, it actually passes Flag and goes up by Grand Wash Cliffs and the Vermilion Cliff. So just about crosses the whole state. Thinking about things that blow your mind, how'd you like to be on Earth the day that was formed? when you had an entire plateau separated from the lower plateau and it lifts. 1,000 feet.
And we think little fissures are a big deal now.
So we'll have John Jay in at 8. At 9 o'clock, we've got Terry Gellenbach from City of Phoenix Recycling Department talking about what is the responsible thing to do about disposing of all the packaging and the cardboard that is about to be dumped into the landfills over the next 10 days. I'll tell you, for home security purposes, folks, don't take whatever it is you received in big boxes and advertise what you got by putting it on the curb for pickup. Don't advertise that you got a new 70-inch flat screen TV or a new Apple computer. Don't advertise that by putting those cartons and those boxes out in the public. Not so much for your neighbor to see, but it is a time of year where organized thieves actually case neighborhoods on recycle day pickups just to take an inventory of what was delivered by Santa Claus in each particular neighborhood. So let's make it harder for those guys, for sure, and increase your security, which is what we'll be talking about at 9:30 with Ken Colburn from the Data Doctors. He's going to join us.
Cybersecurity.
Cybersecurity, keeping those credit cards and your identity safe. We've been victims of identity theft. Jennifer had her identity stolen back in about, I don't know, you graduated high school in 2001?
Nope. 2000.
You were 2000. Yep. So I think you were a sophomore the year it happened, sophomore and junior. So 97, 98, Jennifer had her identity stolen by what we suspect was a waitress at a restaurant we attended. And it was 10 years of trying to straighten that up. An absolute nightmare. So do everything you can to protect your identity. We'll be talking about that at 9:30. You're especially susceptible now, getting that credit card out and wearing it out and melting it down with all your shopping activities right now. So that'll be at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, we've got some special guests coming in from St. Vincent de Paul, John and Susan Junker. They'll be talking about the heartwarming story of the role volunteers play, not only at St. Vincent de Paul, but at virtually every community service ministry in the state, and the, what the power of volunteerism can do, not only for the ministry, but for the volunteer.
And you can join us too at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. You can text in at 411-923. 120 text character limit, no pictures. If you have a picture of something you need, maybe some plant identification or something that just is better complemented by a visual, you can email that into info@rosieonthehouse.com. We've got all of those forms of communication right at our fingertips.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.